Welcome to the Career Mindset Podcast with Fenya by Larut Coaching, a space where everyday leaders share their unique success stories. I'm here to take you on diverse journeys towards authenticity, showcasing that success is as unique as you are. I empower you to embrace change, raise awareness, and connect the dots in a world where transformation is essential. Join me and let's explore together the art of self-discovery and building your best career. Another Career Mindset Podcast episode. And today I'm super excited. I have with me Ronjini. She's a dynamic senior analyst in business consulting at EY. She's a HPA R24 delegate, board member at Tech Labs, and Women Tech Makers Ambassador. She has a diverse experience and commitment to empowering others. Ronjini brings today a wealth of insights to share with us, and I really can't wait to dive into her journey and gather more valuable career wisdom from her. Are you ready? Welcome to the show, Ronjini. How are you today?
Hi, I'm super happy to be part of this amazing podcast, and today's been a good day, so very happy to be here. How are you?
I'm super. Thank you so much. I'm super happy that I have you here. And because I met you recently, and I mean, you have so many different hats, different roles in your life, and I'm super curious and excited to find out more about yourself. And I'm really sure that you have to offer a lot of insights to our audience outside, out there, who listen to us. And of course, I'm so happy because here in London is so sunny today. The spring is officially here.
That's amazing.
And yeah, this is another way to celebrate. So let's start by sharing with us your story and just tell us a bit more about yourself and your journey to where you are today. And as I mentioned before, you have a great experience in different roles. How this experience has shaped your career path so far?
I think I'm joining you from Mumbai, India today, and it's really sunny out here as well. Summer has started, so probably a good day for us as well. I actually come from a tech background, but I've had experiences in a lot of different other roles as well, from being a strategy intern to pivoting to data science and now being part of business consulting. I think my journey's been a little bit of an adventure, I would say. It's not been a straight path. There have been a lot of turns and some reverses as well, but it's been a lot of fun. And really grateful to have so many amazing experiences and the opportunity to try something new. As you mentioned, I think most of my journey is also not just my job and my background, but also the communities and the opportunities that I've been part of. When I speak about the Harvard conference that I was part of, this was the first time I was participating as a delegate. And I think it has been a transformative experience because it gave me such an insight to different cultures and also really broadened my worldview. When it comes to Tech Labs, this is another organization that's really close to me, it is an NGO where we democratize access to tech education. So that is something that I'm really passionate about. And that has also changed a lot of the ways I used to work before, because it gave me an opportunity to learn about leadership and collaboration and collaborate with a lot of different perspectives as well. And now being part of the Women Techmakers Ambassador, I think that also gives me a lot of fulfillment to be part of such an amazing and inspiring community and advocating for gender equality. So I'd say all of it put together has really shaped my path so far and has also influenced my decision making. So really happy that it kind of aligns with my professional and personal goals.
That's fantastic. That's amazing. And I mean, I can't imagine how amazing skills you can gain and develop through the way, through these different things that you do and people that you meet and collaboration that you do. Could you share a specific skill or knowledge area that you have developed outside of your job or degree and which has a significant impact on your career growth?
That's another great question. One skill that I have developed outside my job and my education, I think, would be the ability to adapt and learn outside of my traditional background. While my job and my degree have given me the solid foundation and exposure that is needed. But as I mentioned, the other experiences in terms of community engagement and meeting new people and understanding different cultures and perspectives also really pairs well or adds more to the foundation that I've already received. Because I think in terms of what you learn during your school or your college time and even at your job, I think many of those skills need to be complemented with the ability to apply them in the real world and actually add value out there. So ever since I was in college, I've been organizing tech events and mentoring people and also now being part of the NGO and leading it. I think it really helped me in honing my communication skills, helping me realize how to adapt with a lot of different perspectives. And I think also expanded my view on a lot of things because it opened a lot of new doors and opportunities that wouldn't have been possible otherwise. And I think personally that really added professionally, but I think personally it also helped me see what my strengths and weaknesses are, because there are some things you overestimate or underestimate about yourself. So when you apply these knowledge that you learn outside, you really realize what you are good at, what you need to work on. And I think that exposure really gave me a diverse perspective, and meeting amazing people such as yourself has really given me like a really good chance to contribute out there. And it has helped me apply all of these learnings in my professional journey as well.
Thank you for sharing that. I find very important the thing to try different things in your life, especially this is an advice that I give to young students and young people who want to find out what they want to do with their lives. I always say this exact thing. Go outside, go there and try different things. Involve yourself into different collaborations. Try to, do volunteer work. It's very important to understand your skills, develop different skills, and gain more self-awareness. And of course, learn how to adapt, meet different people than yourself with different characteristics, and find your ways how you can do that. So thank you so much for saying that.
Definitely. I think another point that I would want to add is that when you try new things, I think it makes you more aware of the opportunities out there, because sometimes we probably hold ourselves back because of self-doubt or underestimate ourselves that way. So when we're open to trial and error and failing and again trying again, I think it really gives you a good chance to find the next big opportunity for yourself.
Exactly. Yes, it's very true. And this is a way to become a leader in your life. And you are a leader. Leadership is a key aspect of your roles in various organizations. I'd like you to share with us one lesson or insight that you have gained about leadership that you believe has been crucial in your professional development?
One skill. Yes. That's very difficult to think about.
Something that you have gained through this leadership journey.
I think one of the main skills I would say that I have learned and I'm still learning is, I think, the ability of being authentic and just being yourself. When it comes to the word leadership, I feel other than the dictionary definition or what we've seen out there, I don't think leaders are defined by their titles, but they're defined by the work and the impact that they create. And as a leader, I don't think you are expected to know everything. There'll be times where you don't know anything, or, you know, there'll be self-doubt. There'll be days where things don't go your way. But I think as long as you bring your authentic self to the table, you are open to feedback. You're open to collaborating with people who are out there to achieve your main goal. So I think authenticity is something that is key to impactful leadership, in my opinion. There's this really beautiful quote that is one of my favorites, which is, in a world where you can be anything, choose to be yourself. And I think that really ties with leadership in general, irrespective of whether it's in tech industry or any industry for that matter. I think being true to yourself really makes you empathetic and gives you the ability to be honest out there and actually give a meaningful impact. So I'd say authenticity is the main.
I love it. I mean, this is my key area here, and I love talking about these things.
Yeah.
Could you please tell us one way, something, how someone can start being their authentic self from your own perspective? What's something practical thing that someone can do in order to, you know, boost their confidence and mm-hmm. stop doubting themselves so they can just show up as their authentic selves?
I think the first thing you can start is by just, I think I'd probably take another quote which says, don't think, just do it.
Yes.
Which is something that we're all guilty of, because we overthink and then we're like, okay, let's make a plan and then we're going to do it this way. But I think to start being authentic, probably first you should be honest with yourself regarding what you are good at and what you are open to learning. And I think you should just put yourself out there in whichever industry you're from. As long as you're open to trying new things, that will give you an opportunity to actually see what is in it for you and what is it that you can contribute in. So I would say if there is some new learning opportunity or some side hustle that you've been mulling over for days, I'd say take the leap and do it, because that gives you the opportunity to find yourself, because otherwise you're always in this cocoon and you assume a lot of things. But once you try and apply your knowledge and learn from everybody else as well, it shows you your strengths and your weaknesses. So that helps you be a better person. So I would say that.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much. And I love the quote you said, because it's very close to my current motto. Currently, my motto is, if you feel it, do it and stop overthinking it. I try to remind this to myself all the time, because it's very important. This is what I have observed for myself, that every time that I do something that I feel that I want to do it, it's yes. When, on the other hand, every time that I take all the time to think it, analyze it, and think it again, etc., etc., then it just I don't ever do it. I never do it. So I try to remind it. It's very important to feel it, feel something, and go for it, and stop thinking.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more.
Thank you. And so I want now to ask you about your role as a senior analyst in business consulting at EY. It's a huge company. What strategies do you use to stay ahead in a constantly evolving industry? And how do you approach learning and adapting to new trends or technologies? I speak with a lot of people being stressed keeping themselves, connected with the changes, the constant changes every time in the industries. They have to be, informed about the news every time. How do you do that?
I think staying ahead in this constantly evolving world, especially post the pandemic and post AI era, I think it's important to be proactive because, as you said, it's very easy to get overwhelmed because we're having so much information out there. And sometimes we feel like we're lagging behind because there are so many new things coming. But I don't think there's any reason to get stressed. But as long as you're proactive and are open to adapting to the change, I think you would be on track, if not staying ahead. So if I talk about what I do, is I'm constantly either on LinkedIn or talking to my connections in the community, like Women Techmakers Ambassador or Tech Labs, to see what are the new things out there. It could be online courses, it could be some kind of hands-on project that you find, or even a volunteering opportunity that helps you put your skills to good use. I think all those things really help you staying ahead, because it's not just about gaining knowledge by doing all these courses, but you should equally be able to apply them to an actual real world scenario. So I think being proactive and really finding out what aligns with your main purpose. So one of the onboarding exercises that we had, one of the sessions was about finding your purpose, which was one of my favorite sessions that I had when I joined the organization, where it's very, where they taught us about how we should be making our decisions that align with our greater purpose in work or in life. Because as you said, when there are so many new changes, because we constantly are overwhelmed with new things, I think it's important to filter out what works for you and really stick to your main purpose. If there is a decision or there's an opportunity that doesn't align with your long-term goals or even the short-term ones, there is nothing wrong in saying no. You're not missing out on anything, but as long as you're happy and you are progressing in general in your life, I think that will qualify as staying ahead for sure.
Wow, interesting. Thank you so much. And being a Women Techmakers Ambassador, you are involved in empowering women in technology. Can you share a particularly inspiring moment or achievement from your work in this area that has resonated with you?
Sure. The Women Techmakers Ambassador community, they have a lot of events happening, and there are so many inspiring women that are doing so many new things. So I did have an opportunity to connect with this girl who's just starting out in the tech industry, just about finishing college, and she connected with me and wanted to understand what her job prospects are or what kind of roles can she think about. When I was talking to her, she was very hesitant, and like I had to ask her a lot of questions to find out about her, but she wasn't really taking that much initiative, and she was kind of holding herself back, assuming that I might judge her. And even though, you know, it was just a conversation to get to know her so that I can help her out with whatever I have. But I think with the support that she got from everybody in the community and with the conversations that we had, I really saw her taking small steps to be proactive. And there were a lot of seminars that happened. So I saw her being able to take initiative and moderate some of the meetings. She started asking questions. She didn't hold herself back. And suddenly there was this, like a little bit of a change that I saw from what it was before. So I think that whole experience really reminded me of how powerful encouragement can be. And sometimes that little push really helps you and gives you that assurance that maybe you've been looking for. So that way, I think that was one really happy incident that happened with me. So I'm really happy for her. And also, it was really nice working with her also. And the whole community that way is a lot of fun and very inspiring.
I mean, that is a great win to see that person, to see all this development and change. And of course, I believe that this is the power of the community as well. When you find a place, an environment, kind people that where you can just be your authentic self, as we said before. Of course, you will need some time.
Yeah.
But, you know, feeling this safety. We need safe environments in our lives. And so thank you so much for having created this one and for making women feel safe and feel their authentic selves again. Amazing story. Thank you. And last question to finish today's episode. Balancing multiple roles and responsibilities can be challenging, right? How do you maintain work-life balance and ensure that you're consistently performing at your best across your various commitments?
Wow, okay. The best for the last thing. Definitely balancing a lot of work and all the other opportunities is quite taxing sometimes. And to be very honest, my work-life balance scenario is a constant work in progress. There have been, obviously my aim is to have like a to-do list where everything is checked off, but maybe it's happened once out of like 100 tries. So I won't lie, I don't have the perfect formula for it. But there have been a few strategies that have helped me so far. One is to be very ruthless about prioritizing, because you have to find out tasks that just need to be get done for sure first, and don't sweat the small stuff. So once you do that, you automatically get a little confidence. Okay, then I can do the rest of the things. And secondly, I'm trying to get better with time management as well, trying to stick to a schedule and having a certain set of boundaries as well. Because, you know, there are only 24 hours and you want to do everything, but it's important to also somewhere be kind to yourself. And I mean, if you're able to get everything done, that's perfect. But it's also important to manage your time effectively. So I think the best thing you can do is to probably find something that works for you and prioritize all of your tasks, not just work-related, even personal, because me time and time for yourself is something that's very important as well. So as long as you find that, and also remember to be kind to yourself, and in case you can't check off everything from your to-do list, it's totally okay. There's always tomorrow. You can do it. So yeah, those two would be my main strategies for now.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for saying that. It's very important to hear that it's okay if we don't check all the boxes of our lists. And I mean, I have found myself trying different ways, different strategies of, you know, creating or maintaining my work-life balance. And every time I change, you know, I use colors to my calendar, different colors for every task, but prioritizing is one of the most important things and helpful strategy to maintain work-life balance. And it's definitely totally okay if you don't, you know, delete everything of the list every day. There's tomorrow, life happens, don't feel guilty, just enjoy the life and have fun. Anything, any advice, any last advice before we say goodbye to the audience? Anything you would share to the people who listen to us?
I would probably share that, you know, just be yourself in every situation, and there is always hope out there, and there's always that one unique opportunity that is just for you. It's just some time and you will find it. So, yeah, I would just say be yourself and be happy.
I love it. Thank you so much. It was a great episode. Thank you for all these amazing things you shared, your stories, your skills and everything. For you out there who listened to us, hope you enjoyed this episode as well. Don't forget to rate it with 5 stars and share your comments, share your ideas for any future topics. And see you in the next one. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Career Mindset Podcast. I hope you're leaving with new perspectives, a touch of inspiration, and a determination to embrace change on your journey to success. And remember, your potential is limitless. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and keep shaping your unique career mindset. This is Fenya from La Route Coaching signing off, and I'll catch you in the next episode.